Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with Pastor Cheryl Thaxton, your host for Faith for Life, where we walk through the process of there. There is a process of faith where we walk by faith and not by sight. It's a process that God has called us to as the believers, where we trust Him and believe Him. We take the word that He's spoken concerning us, the place that He's called us to, and we watch the manifestation of the Word of God as we go from depth to depth, height to height, faith to faith, glory to glory, and we see Him manifest every word concerning us as we are not only a blessing to ourselves, but every nation and every generation. God calls us to show and demonstrate His life, His power, His authority. We've been looking at ordinary people in the Bible, seeing them as just ordinary people, not superhuman Christians, but people that God has called and commissioned and ordained for the foundations of the earth, for His purpose and His plan. And even though they're living in a different century and a different time, the word that God has spoken to them is nigh us. It is present. It is a very present help. It is still the power and the authority of God that has not lost anything, but has the answers to everything that we would ever face or endure, gives us the guidance, lets us know our God and His will. And so we see God demonstrating His power in the lives of these individuals. We study them and see what they've done and what God has done. But we also see their human side. We see them when they don't trust God. We see them when they go their own way. We see them when they make their own decisions. But yet we still see the Word of God being faithful and showing up and doing exactly what God said it would do, because He's the God that cannot lie and cannot fail. And even in our weakness and in our place of disobedience, the faithfulness of God finds us. It comes to bring us the help, the assurance, the security, the washing, the cleansing that we need. So we've been looking at in the book of Genesis, Exodus, and even Kings, Joshua. We've been looking at different chapters in the Bible, different books of the Bible, and we've been seeing the process of there in the lives of God's people. And what you have to understand is everyone goes through the process of there. Everyone goes from one step to the next step. Everyone shifts in obedience to the will of God. And as we study the men and women of the Bible who have gone and possessed what we are moving towards, what we are commissioned to do, we study them and take the instructions, and we get the understanding of even not where they were, but what God's faithfulness is unto them. So we've been seeing them, each one of them, have had that process. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, Joshua, each one of them have had a process. Even Esther, she had a process, and the process ended, it was the place that God expected in. So it's going to always be the place that God expected in, the place that He's thought about concerning us, the place that He's purposed for us. And we have to understand that. I spoke yesterday, and I reminded us that it takes courage to do the will of God, that Abraham, that Isaac, that Jacob, that Joshua, that Joseph, that Moses, and everyone in the Bible, it took courage for them to believe the report of the Lord and then walk out, step out on what God was saying when they saw nothing, when they didn't see anything, when they didn't understand what God was doing, but yet they trusted the God that they could not see, the invisible God above the voices, above the crowd, above the family, above the familiar, above the idols. They trusted in the God that was able to do exceedingly abundantly far above what we ask, think, or even imagine. The Word of God says that the Word of God is nigh us, even in our mouth. And when you understand that the Word that God has spoken is in you, that is nigh you, that is even in your mouth, that God has spoken something before time, and He spoke it in eternity and commanded it to hit your time, hit your generation, hit your life at the right time, and that it came nigh you, it came around you, upon you, it came within you, and that word is Jesus, that word is God's will, that word is God's life, that word is God's purpose, and that word cannot, shall not, will not return void unto God, but it will be accomplished. So anytime we begin to see in the spirit realm, where God is taking us. Because if you don't catch it in the spirit, you're not going to possess it in the natural. Because everything that we do has to be in spirit form to God. Our worship is in the spirit. Our trust, our faith is in the spirit. It is not in the natural. It is in the spirit realm that we go and embrace God, that we go in and trust God, that we activate our faith in God, that we move in God. It is in the spirit realm. It is not in the natural. Even though we exist here on the earth, everything we do is of the spirit. So when we begin to see what God has shown us in the spirit realm, and we begin to embrace it, and we begin to conceive it, and give birth to it, and walk in it, and obey God, and trust God with that, that word, that life, that which he's shown us, is that which is nigh us, in our hearts. It is that which we're speaking out in the atmosphere that is echoing what has already been established and settled in heaven, because God's words are eternal. So when we speak them here in time, we're agreeing with what's already been done in heaven. We're agreeing with an eternal word that it's going to be done in the earth as it already is in heaven, as it already is in eternity. We're speaking and agreeing with heaven. We are speaking and agreeing with God that the word that he has nigh us, that the word that he has upon us, in our hearts, in our spirits, in our very soul, that word is his will, and we agree with his will. And as we obey and agree with his will, we see the release of his power transforming, reshaping, doing marvelous things in our lives. But what you have to understand is this, that whenever God begins to, you begin to speak that word and agree with God, you are going to be challenged by an adversary who does not want the will of God to be demonstrated and seen in the earth. He is coming to buffet you. He is coming to challenge you. He's coming to make it look like what you're speaking and what you're saying is not going to come to pass. He's coming to make it look like you're speaking something that is so far out there that it cannot happen, that it's not God's will for your life, that it's too hard, that it's too much, that you can't do it, that it, why are you trying to do something everybody else is not in agreement with and everybody else can't do? Why do you have to be so different? The enemy comes to challenge you to make it look like you're outside of the will of God when you know you're in the right place at the right time, because the word of God has found you, and the agreement of your spirit to the spirit of God has now manifest something that is taking shape and transforming something in the spirit realm that will be manifest in time, that is setting an order, something that God has already predestined. And all he needs is your agreement with him. All he needs is your faith with him. He's going to do the work. All he needs you to do is agree that this is the will of God, that this has to be seen in the earth, that this is what God wants to be seen in the earth, that God wants glory in the earth through this, through me, through you, through whatever he's saying in the earth. And as we obey him, we are setting in order a new thing. We're setting in order what God wills and not what the enemy or what the world wants. We're demonstrating and showing a characteristic of God. We're showing the God that they cannot see in another way, in another realm. And whether it is the health ministry or the loving your husband and your children or being faithful on the job or the ministry that God has called you to, whatever it is, it's going to show and demonstrate the goodness and the greatness of God, the love of God. And the enemy does not want that. He wants the world confused. He wants them not to know God. He hates the knowledge of God in the earth, and he has gone through time to try to kill the knowledge of God in the heart and the mind of men. So whenever we show up as light and life, as our Savior is, the enemy hates that. So he tries to shut us down using tactics to shut our mouths, to block our faith, to make us feel like it's not going to happen. It's been too long. It's been too much. But I challenge you to take the word of God that is nigh you, that is in your mouth, that is in your heart, the word that creates, the word that brings life, the word that brings deliverance and hope, the word that brings salvation, that the word that brings clarity, the word that brings those things that seemeth impossible and commands them to be possible, the word that reshapes and regenerates and restores, that word that brings so much to the lives, comfort to the lives of people. You need to begin to speak that word, which is Jesus, that word, which is power, that word, which is the might and the kingdom, the authority of God, out in agreement with God, knowing that it is so, that everything else will fail but the word of God. So if he's nigh us and in our mouth, if he's the power that is in our mouth, if he's the authority that's rising up from the well of living water, that's saying, I'm decreeing this in the earth and this is my will, then we ought to be bold enough to know that if he said it, he's able to back it up. So whatever he said concerning us, it is going to manifest. It doesn't matter how the enemy is trying to buffet you. There's always a fight in anything that is worth fighting for. So the enemy is trying to challenge you in your most holy faith, in your walk of faith. He's trying to challenge your courage, your trust, your boldness, your obedience unto God, because he knows that if he wears you down and he exhausts you, then you're going to give up. And you're going to let go. But the spirit of exhaustion is being broken even now over your mind, over your heart, over your will. Everything that comes to encage, entangle, everything that's coming to chain you and limit you is being broken. Every ceiling attack that has come to keep you at a certain level in a certain place is being broken as you obey and trust God and speak and decree by faith, because everything we do must be by faith. The just live by faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And we've been given a measure of faith. It's not even ours, it's his. So all we're doing is activating his faith inside of us that causes us to speak and decree and shape as he shapes the world and everything around us. We begin to shape the reality, the atmosphere of what God says. We begin to shape lives, and we begin to shape things that go according to the will and the word of God and not according to the enemy, not according to what's been there, not according to the generational curse, not according to the stuff that has always tried to triumph over you. We begin to shape according to the word of God, the will of God, by faith, an atmosphere that makes it conducive for the Spirit of God to come down, an atmosphere that makes it conducive for the glory of God, the kavod of God to come down, sit, rest, and begin to hover and brood over things that the enemy thought would always be the way that he said. But we have the power because the word of God is nigh us, even in our mouth. That means the life, the living word is in our mouth. And as we speak that living word by faith, as we speak and decree that word from our belly, from our spirit, we reshape what the enemy thought would always be in his favor. We begin to transform lives to let people see something. We begin to give hope. That's why the enemy wants to use all these other things to try to get you off focus. He wants to use these little things, these small things. The little foxes spoil the tree, spoil the vine, because he's using little things to try to get you with all these little things to make it seem as if nothing is working, nothing is going in your favor. But the devil is a lie. The same word that is in you that's not in you, it's the same word that's shaping and reshaping you. And as it's reshaping you and changing you and moving you from glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth, it is changing everything around you. That when we pray the prayer of faith and agreement with God, our words are sharp, sharp. They're sharper than any two-edged sword. They go in to cut asunder because they're not our words. They're his. They are the words that are alive, that's in our mouth. They are the words that command change, that command deliverance, that bind up the enemy, that bind up strongholds, that command the loosing of everything that is good and perfect and cause the enemy to go far away from us and be chained to eternity, back to where he came from until he's judged by Jesus Christ. So we have the power within us. It's in us. The word of God is not. When God tells you it's time for you to go to there, take your there moment and process it and say, God, I believe you, and I'm going there, and I'll do all that you said. I pray that you've been encouraged in this 15 minutes of empowerment and that you see that the word is nigh you, even in your mouth, and begin to speak that word out, decree some things, declare some things, stand by faith, and watch God's word be proven in your life. Take courage because God's with you, and if he's with you, he's more than the whole world against you. Be blessed, and I'll see you here as the Lord will tomorrow for Faith of Life.